And this is our Thanksgiving service this morning. So enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart. Enter his courts with praise this morning. Come in, sit down, take your seats. Huh? I'm just going to start this morning with just a quick prayer. So Father, we thank you for today. We thank you that this is the day that you have made. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives, every little thing, every big thing that you're doing, Lord. We just look to you, we love you, we worship you this morning. Come, Holy Spirit, we invite you, Holy Spirit, into this place. We invite your presence to come in greater measure. Come and meet us this morning, touch our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, church, we're going to start our worship service now. So big hello to everyone. Hello to everyone online. If you are able to, do please stand and let's worship. You can remain seated. That's absolutely fine if you'd like to. There's no problems at all. But let's give our thanks and our praise this morning. For our God is good.
Singing in
tongue like that. I was waiting. It's very nice.
Two.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship your Lord. To sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Still my soul sing your praise on air.
Yours is the name above all names. There's none greater. There's none mightier than the name of Jesus. We worship you. We praise you, Lord. We believe in you, our God. We believe in you, our Father. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe. So come on, church, as we sing this next worship song, this song of love, let's sing it out with all our hearts, with all our strength. Let's come into his courts with praises, thanksgiving. Let's lift up our voices. Let's just worship him, and let's just make it a declaration today. We believe.
We believe. Christ, we believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's giving us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered hell. We believe in His resurrection, and He's coming back.
Announcements now, so I'm going to invite Sean up.
Hello. Someone said this harvest service was amazing. It's already amazing. Thank you. Wow. The emails are quite long at the moment, so you do really need to read them, please, because there's lots of information. But I'll do some highlights. So the Christmas Together lunch is happening. So we're going to run the Christmas Together lunch on Christmas Day for people to come and have a good time together. There's a Women's Ministry Day coming up soon, and hopefully setting up a planning team for February 2024. Sounds really good. And a welcome tea is a new thing for new members of the church or people that are interested in the church. So that's all in the email as well. Another call out about our bank accounts are changing, so please be careful with the bank accounts. We have changed them all now because we're now a charitable incorporated organisation. And one thing just to highlight that wasn't on the email is the Romania evening on the 14th of October, 7 o'clock, and it's a free entrance. Sounds fab. So that's it, because I don't want to hold up any more of this wonderful service. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlotte. Now, some of you remember last year, for last year's Holiday Club, we had a really fun song with actions. So I'm going to need some help here because Dave, he can do everything. But actions, you know, there's a limit even to Dave's ability. So where's Juliet and Izzy? Thank you very much. Now, no one gets out of this. This is a tradition. So if you're able to stand, please stand with us. So this is a song we wrote for the Kids Holiday Club, but it's just such a fun song just to reflect on tasting and seeing the Lord is good. Our theme for today is all about gratitude. It's all about thanksgiving. And, you know, thanksgiving is the foundation of worship. It's the start of well-being. So should we go through it slowly first? Well, that's probably a good idea. Because to be fair, Izzy walked in this morning. I said, Izzy, do you remember the song we did last summer? And she said, no. I said, can you try to remember in the next half hour? So... To be fair, Juliet, I think, had a little bit more notice, but yes, you're doing really well. Thank you very much. So, it begins like this. Taste and see, we're just talking, that the Lord is good. Do it once more time. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. We've got that. Excellent. Right, now, what's the next verse? So, we want the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit. You've got a banana. make us salt of the earth. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. That's repeated. We want the fruit of the Spirit, make us the salt of the earth. And then taste and see that the Lord is good. What's the next verse? Brilliant. Give us the bread of heaven, like you're slicing it on a breadboard. Make us fishers of people. A little spin. Whoops, mind yourself. Health and safety. Give us the bread of heaven. Make us fishers of people. Taste and see that the Lord is good. If you spin around in your chairs and you end up hitting the person next to you, good opportunity to just say hello, shake their hand, smile, you know, good way to break down barriers. And then the bridge, yeah. God's love is sweeter than honey. God's love is sweeter than honey. God's love is sweeter than honey. God's love is sweeter. Sweeter. Yeah? Aren't they brilliant? Let's give them a big round of applause even before we've started. Right. Yeah, you can clap your hands.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Come taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good. We want the fruit of the Spirit. We want the fruit of the Spirit. Make us the salt of the earth. Make us the fruit of the Spirit. Make us the salt of the earth. Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good. Okay, bread of heaven. Give us the bread of heaven. Make us fishers of people. Give us the bread of heaven. Make us fishers of people. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good. Okay, God's love, the bridge. God's love is sweeter than honey. God's love is sweeter than honey. God's love is sweeter than honey. God's love is sweeter, sweeter.
That was pretty good, wasn't it? Sorry? Need to get a bit down, a bit low? Normally we'd give out points in Holiday Club, so Juliet, for your side, how many points out of 10 for your side? They can do better. Harsh. And Izzy, your side? Quite good? Okay. Let's try again. Okay, taste and see.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
A bit quicker.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Come taste and see that the Lord is good.
A bit more challenging this time.
That the Lord is good.
We want the fruit of the Spirit.
We want the fruit of the Spirit. Make us the salt of the earth. We want the fruit of the Spirit. Make us the salt of the earth. Come taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good.
Bread of heaven.
Give us the bread of heaven. Make us fishes of people. Give us the bread of heaven. Make us fishes of people. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good.
God's love.
God's love is sweeter than honey. God's love is sweeter than honey.
And then we used to get really quiet, didn't we? So it's a quiet one.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good.
And now
taste and see that the Lord is good. Come taste and see that the Lord is good. We will taste and see that the Lord is good. That the Lord is good. Well done. Round of applause. Fabulous. It's all still in there. Amanda, over to you.
Hello. Where are my helpers? Come on, soul. Come on. Harry, where's Harry? I need Harry. Oh, fantastic. Any more? Margot, Elsie, Louis, you coming to help? Now, I've got some seeds here. I wonder if you know what they are. Yes, it is. Oh, brilliant, Freddie. It is a chestnut. Conker, it is a conker. And what does it grow into? A horse chestnut tree. What about this one? Aha. Oh, what did you say?
Avocado.
Well done, Sol, yeah. Avocado, well done. Does it grow into a big tree?
No.
Sort of little tree, maybe. Yeah, do you like avocados? Okay, what about this one? Oh, fantastic. Now, Harry, I'm going to see what this grows into, so I need you. This is going to grow into something from an acorn. So, can you help me lift this up, Harry? It's going to be pretty big. It's so big. It is a tree. We need something even bigger to hold it up. Let's keep growing. Ooh, this is quite precarious, isn't it? Let's see if I can hook it up. Where's the top? Oh, it's going to slide down. Maker. Wow, it's even bigger than you, Harry. What kind of tree comes from an acorn?
An oak tree.
Well done. That's fine. Now, oak trees are very strong and very tall. A bit like some of you, a bit like you, Harry. You're strong and you're tall, aren't you? You found an apple. I haven't got an apple tree. And sometimes in oak trees, you might find owls. Louis, can you stick this owl on for me? Is it an owl? No, it's not an owl.
That's an owl.
Let's see if we can stick the owl on. There's a little hole where you can stick the owl on. Down the front. Yeah, that's it. Oh, he's fantastic. Right, I've got another seed here. It is, oh, it's quite small.
Sunflower seed.
Well done, Louis.
Sunflower seed.
Right, April, can you come and help me with this one? Let's see what it's going to grow into. Can you lift it up?
Sunflower.
Now, sunflowers are a bit like some of us, a bit like April, because she's sunny and smiley and beautiful. Aren't you, April? Not so big as the oak tree, but I think we don't want just oak trees, do we? We want sunflowers too. Now, I have a little known fact. That's fine, you can put the oak tree net down there. Richard isn't here today, but he'd know this. Right, I'm going to say a really complicated word. Are you ready? I have to write it down. Phytoremediator. Hands up if you know what that is. Do you know what's really special about sunflowers is that they're phytoremediators. And when you plant them, they actually soak up all the horrible things from the ground, like toxins. Now, our little sunflowers, when they smile and are beautiful, sometimes make all our grumpiness and our toxins go away, don't they? So I'm very thankful for our sunflowers. Right, okay, this is a really small seed, so small that I've had to put it on a piece of paper. Oh, very good guess. Hold that thought. These are a little bit bigger. Not quite. Let's see. This seed was in the Bible. I wonder if, Scott, do you know what this seed is? Do you want? Yeah, well done. Okay. Right, a mustard seed. What's that going to grow into? Who can help me with this one? Freddie. Right, this... Let's roll it. Oh, is it back to front? Turned it back to front. I sellotaped it so well to the stage... Thank you. Right, okay, let's roll it out. Oh, it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. And actually, this one is quite wide, isn't it? It's quite a wide tree. That tiny, weeny little seed grew into this wide tree. And it's so wide, in the Bible, it says that the birds can nest in it. So who's going to... Alison, can you hold that up while I get a bird? Right, who can stick a bird on for me? Elsie. Is it Elsie? Have I got it? Margot, sorry. Can you stick a bird on for me? Now, the mustard tree is wide. It's not quite as tall as the oak tree. Perhaps you could stick it on, but it's wide, and birds can nest in it. And do you know what? On a really hot day, I think this would be a great one to sit under, because it would be like an umbrella. So we're not all oak trees, are we? Sometimes we're mustard trees. Now I've got one more. This is a really, really tiny seed. And I think Freddie might know that. Who was it who guessed this? Well, I think it was... Oh, I gave a clue, didn't I? These are the tiniest, tiniest seeds. What do you think they are?
Strawberry seeds.
Strawberry seeds. Let's see what these grow into. So I need one person here. And one person on this side. Now, these grow along the ground. Not very big, are they? Who likes strawberries, though? Let's put some strawberries on. I'll get another one. Some of us are a bit like strawberry plants. And we can be soft and sensitive and maybe a little bit easily bruised, but we are delicious. What would the world be like without strawberries? Each of us is very different, aren't we? All of our children are very different, and they won't all grow up to be oak trees. Some of them might be sunflowers or mustard trees or strawberry plants. But do you know one thing I'm really, really thankful for? Is that they're all different. And they're all wonderful, and they're all beautiful, and they're all very, very special, just like all of you. Thank you. Can I have a big round of applause for my helpers? Thank you very much. Let's put that down. Thank you, Freddie. I'll move that out the way.
Could you stick there? Sorry. I'm not very good with trees. Okay, so yes, our theme for today, our theme for a harvest service is all about thankfulness. It's all about gratitude. And as I was sort of saying earlier, thankfulness in the Bible is the root of worship. It's where worship starts. It's very hard to worship God if you're feeling a bit hard done by or a little bit grumpy or something like that, or not able to count our blessings. And it's also, you know, psychology is catching up with the fact that thankfulness, gratitude is the root of good mental health. It's a great place to start, you know, just to take a few moments each day just to be grateful, just to be thankful for whatever small blessings, even celebrating the little wins, as we often say. And as we sort of meditate on this gift of life, it's about giftness, giftedness. If at the centre of our being is the idea that everything is a gift, this life is a gift, in a vast and cold and lifeless universe, you have got these atoms. Go on, feel some atoms. Have a little. You've got these atoms. You've got these cells. You've got these molecules. You've got this breath. Just breathe. You've got this life, this opportunity, these relationships, this family, this community, whatever it is. And sometimes we can moan about all of those things. We can moan about our atoms and our molecules. We can moan about our families. We can moan about our community, our church, our whatever it might be. But this is the gift we've been given. This is the opportunity we have. And we're really grateful for our wider community. And we've been so blessed as we've been reflecting on the contribution that all the folks from Ashley Place have made to our community in the last few weeks and months. And we're so grateful to have so many of you guys with us. And we'd really love to pray for the Ashley Place guys as we go into our time of communion. And then we're going to have a time of kind of reflective Thanksgiving. But before we do that, I wonder if, John, do you want to... I think Chris has got a few words to share with us. Is that right? And then we'll gather everyone together and we're going to pray and anoint them and anoint the staff and the volunteers as well.
Well, most of you know Chris has been here since Moses was in short trousers. So the undisputed spokesman for Ashley Place. So I'm just going to get you to say good morning, Chris.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey. Now, Chris, seriously, I've no idea how long you've been coming, but those of you who remember the blue bus, Chris has not only had to put up with me steering him in his wheelchair, but he's had to put up with me driving around in the bus all those years ago. How many years ago do you think it was, Chris?
About 20 years ago.
20 years, told you it's a long time. And the thing about Chris is, I don't know if you're one of those people who look out the window and think, oh, it's raining, I might just roll over. Chris is not that person. Chris has come in deluge, as do the other people from Ashley Place, in deluging rain, snow, sunshine, plagues of locusts, you name it, Chris will be here. Chris, what drives you to come so regularly?
I just like it here. It's a nice place.
People aren't bad either as well, I reckon. So Chris, for you and all of the other people from Ashley House, we're so grateful that you are part of us and we feel part of you. So thank you for sharing a few moments. I think it's probably the first time in 20 years you've actually spoken from the front, although you have catcalled a bit from the side on some sermon bits you disagree with.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Chris, thank you. And thank you to everybody.
So if you guys would like to be blessed and prayed for, then please do come into the middle here and help us and volunteers as well, anyone else who's part of that. And also for our own folks who are part of the team helping to bring the guys down each week. If you'd like to come out too, that'd be fabulous. Thanks, yes, Simon and Lynn, everyone else. It'd be really great if we just all gathered round. Now I'm going to grab some special anointing oil. You can tell it's anointing oil because it smells nice.
Could all the staff come up who'd like to as well, please?
Yeah, if you'd like to, please do come. We'd love to have you. Yeah, thank you. Gather around. And now we've seen who's part of the team. Anyone else who would like to come up and gather around and pray with these folks, would you please come up? Could the leaders and trustees come out and gather around? And we're just going to pass the mic around and pray for folks, just generally. But I'm going to pass among you. And if you would like me, all I'm going to do is put a little bit of oil on my finger and just bless you with the sign of the cross on your hand or on your head, if you'd prefer. And if you'd like that, just pop your hand or your head out, something like that. And I'll whack a cross on it. I'll whack a cross on anything. And while I'm doing that, I'm just going to ask the folks who are praying for us just to pass the mic around and pray and bless this community who are such a valuable part of our community. Can I start with you? Oh, no. I looked at my wife and she looked at me like, don't start with me. Don't dump me on it. I'll start with Simon.
Father God, we thank you for this great opportunity. And Lord, as we just turn our hearts to you now, Lord, we invite you to come by the power of your Holy Spirit and bless our brothers and sisters who are involved in, are a part of Ashley community, Lord. We thank you for these regulars who keep coming, Lord, here to worship you, to hear your word. We thank you, Lord, that your heart is so much for each one. And Lord, would you pour out your spirit upon them now? And we pray, Father, for your blessing upon the Ashley community, upon the staff, Lord, those who give so tirelessly and selflessly for, Lord, the benefit of our brothers and sisters in that community. Father God, would you pour out your blessing upon that place, upon those people, upon those lives represented here, Lord? And Father God, would you be, Lord, the transformational force in this community? Father, we thank you, we give you praise, and we thank you, Lord, that each one of these and each one of us is so special in your sight, that your love, Lord, is unfailing towards each one of us. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, I thank you that we are all different and we are all unique. And I just pray a blessing on Matthew, Chris, Jonathan, Duncan, and our new friend at the end, I don't know the name of. And I pray that you would meet the desires of their heart in whatever way that looks like. We all have different hopes and dreams and desires. And I pray that you would come, Holy Spirit, and that you would touch each and every one of our family here and that you would meet the desires of their heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, Father, we just want to thank you for everyone here and who they represent. And you know, as I look at you, Chris, I always see that you exemplify the attitude of gratitude. and that you're always smiling, you're always thankful. And for the other people here too, we want to thank you for the example that you set us in being grateful. So we want to thank you for each and every one of you, for who you are and what you bring. We thank you for what we can learn from you. And I just want to pray that as you bless us, that you would be blessed, that you would receive. As you're here now, I want to pray for everyone standing here, whether you're staff, people that bring people, or people that come because you want to be here, that you would feel blessed and touched by God in a way that you need to receive that now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'll give it a go. Father, I just want to thank you, God, for my brothers and sisters here today from Ashley Place and for the staff. And I just thank you, God, for the way that you're working in and through people. And I pray that you can continue to let your love and light shine through them, Lord. And I pray also just to give thanks for the relationships that we have. And I pray that you just cement these relationships, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you just, use everyone within the Ashley Place and then the ministry, Lord, to do your work, to do your will, Lord. But I also pray, Lord, that people can see when they meet with the residents from Ashley Place, that they can just see the love and light of you, King Jesus, in their lives. So I just thank you, God. I pray a blessing upon them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bless you all. Amen. Let's just give them all a big round of applause. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. We're going to move into a time of communion, reflection, just as we kind of do that. I don't know if when I started talking about being grateful, was there a sense in any of us, you know, that thing like when you're a kid and your parents or your granny or someone says, now be grateful, something like that. It can be said like that. It can be like, you know, some of us can grow up with occasionally getting that voice. That voice is, gratitude is something that we should do. We ought to be grateful. And all the shoulds and the oughts make it all a little bit burdensome, doesn't it? In the Bible, we read things like this. 1 Thessalonians 5, rejoice always. It's a beautiful prayer from Paul as he's rounding out the letter. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Or we could read it as, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. And you ought to. We could, depending on the voice in our head, we can get it like that. But Paul, I think, helps us to understand it better. We read in Philippians in chapter 4, do not worry about anything, he says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And then he follows on, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's where it leads. Gratitude, thanksgiving. It's not because we ought to or we should or we have to. It's because that's the journey. That's the gateway. That's the doorway to peace. The peace that fills our hearts. The peace that fills our minds. It's vital, thankfulness. It literally makes us unwell if we're not thankful. Because if you don't see life as a gift, if you don't see the gift all around you, then what are you left with? Just anxiety, I guess, because if it isn't gift, if it isn't freely given, well, then it's in short supply and it might run out and I better grab mine. And if she's getting hers or he's getting his, then maybe there's less for me and I've got anxiety. Or maybe it all runs out, maybe it stops. It's very hard to give of ourselves to one another if we don't feel like we've received. Oh, go on then. Have the shirt off my back as well. It's very hard to give if we don't feel we've received.
I love this quote from one writer. You start with the gift of it all. You begin with the wonder and awe that you're even here and alive and breathing, and you even get to do this. That's the starting place. You always come back to that. It's all a gift. You receive it, and then you give what you can. You embrace your impotence, your powerlessness, your lack of control over the outcomes. You make peace with all that you can't do, with your limits, with all the people you can't help. Giving the gift is reward enough. That's where the life is. That's where the joy is. See, that's the other block to our happiness. It's like, well, if I start giving, will it be good enough? Will it measure up? Will I be good enough? Will it be right? Will I be able to perform? But sometimes we've just got to give the gift and don't worry about the rest. Just be here, be present, be part of it. We're going to move into this time of communion now. And what I want you to think about is we're going to get up, we're going to move around. There are communion tables at the front and at the back. We've got bread and wine at the back, bread and wine at the front. Is there gluten-free bread anywhere, Carla, or at the front, is it? Yeah, so the gluten-free bread is the little plate at the front. Thank you, Chloe. Beautifully illustrated. You got a round of applause for that. If you have brought food donations and gifts and that sort of thing, and you haven't yet had a chance to bring it up the front, then again, you can bring that up and put it with our display at the front during this time. But once you've taken, or you can do this before or after, you can take the bread first or you can do this first, whichever you want to do, and the wine. What I want you to do is think about something that you're grateful for. And you might be thinking, oh yeah, there was that time 10 years ago when this amazing thing happened. And that's great, that's awesome. You can share that if you want to. But I really want to challenge you with something. Think about a way that God has blessed you, or you've seen the love of God at work in your life in the last 2 weeks. Think, because we can think about the great thing that happened 10 years ago, and that's awesome. But this practice of gratitude is rooted in the everyday. So even if it's a small thing, in fact, it's better if it's a small and a tiny thing that you're grateful for something that's happened in the last fortnight, then come. And I'd like you to write it on a little piece of paper, and we're going to bring this sort of like clothesline affair out here. And I want you to peg your little prayer flag with your thankfulness flag with your little thing that you're thankful for on this flag. So it'll end up looking a bit like bunting, hopefully. It'll look lovely. Take some photographs. Be beautiful. Share that thing. Now, it might be something very personal that you think, I'm not going to write about that thing. But maybe you just write down a code. Maybe you just write a funny little symbol or a drawing pin. Or God knows what you're thankful for. Something that indicates something you're happy for. I want you to think about it. Write it or draw it or symbolize it in some way on one of these little bits of paper. There's paper at the back as well and the front. And then attach it to this prayer flag. So we're going to mill around. We're going to be milling for the next 5 or 10 minutes. And then we'll start to draw it together. I might just ask for a couple of people to share testimony of some of these things. If you've got something small, a small win or a big win that you want to share with us, that would be awesome. So we'll draw it together with a few testimonies and then we'll close out with worship. So whenever you're ready, come, take bread, take wine, start to record what you would like to record on the prayer flags, and we'll put that at the front. Brilliant. Whenever you're ready, start to move around. There's stuff at the front and the back. We're just going to start drawing things to a close. If you would like to receive bread and wine, but you haven't been able to for whatever reason, you would like some brought over, please do wave your hand and someone will bring the bread and the wine to you. Anyone want? If you want bread and wine, just wave your hand and bring it over. We're just going to wrap up now. I wonder if anyone would like to share very briefly What maybe they're thankful for. A brief testimony of gratitude. You know, I'm thankful for this. Nothing long, nothing going great detail, but just what is that, those small wins that we're thankful for, just to give us all an example of what it is. Yeah?
Thank you. I just want to thank God for the nurse who sat with my son in St. Richard's a couple of days ago, well, overnight, where he was able to unburdened himself for all the things that have been going on in his life. and give him some hope for the future.
I just want to thank God for creation, because we've just had a week or 4 days in Devon, and when you're struggling with mobility, just to get out there and see what he has created for us to enjoy. You know, you got, and it rained and it was wind, we got soaked, but we just didn't care because it was, well, we did. But the beauty of God's creation is absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Claire.
I just wanted to say briefly, some of you will know, for me this year has been absolute chaos. My husband's been ill, my father died, my daughter got married, which was a huge blessing, but there was a hiccup on the way that fortunately God helped with. But he has been with me through it all, and it just overwhelms me. Without him, I don't think I'd still be standing, and I'm just so thankful for that. Yes.
Well, I'm not used to this. my name is Jenny. My husband sadly died just after Christmas this year, and this year's been a bit of a struggle in many, many ways. I'm kind of coming through it, and I'm having more good days now than bad days. But on my good days, I used to just kind of struggle to get through them and just be thankful when I got to bed at night thinking, oh, that's another day gone. But God gave me this message from, it was actually written by, Malcolm Duncan? I think it's Malcolm Duncan. and he writes this: may you cherish each moment, never taking anything for granted. Take joy in every second, seeing the beauty in the sun as it dances in the morning light, or in the rain as it rests on your window. Life is a gift to us from God. What we do with it is our gift back. Praise him.
That's beautiful. Anyone else like to share anything quickly? Are you nodding at me? Or?
Yeah, I really want to thank God for my business, actually. I entered it reluctantly about 6 years ago, and it's been such a blessing. The previous similar business was the opposite, an absolute millstone around my neck. But this one has been, it's such a joy. I've got lovely customers. I'm dealing with really interesting vehicles. I'm really, you know, I just wanted to say thank you to God for that. So thank you, Lord.
Loving life, loving what you do. It's such a gift, isn't it? Anyone else? Okay. Just wave at me if you do. We're going to start to pull it together again. I'm just going to ask Joe, would you mind just wrapping the whole thing up with a prayer as we sort of get plugged in? And then we're going to worship one more song, or maybe two. We'll see how we go, eh, Dave? You know, see. And we're also going to take up the offering during that time, so if we could pass the baskets around. The baskets have gone.
We're up here.
There. The baskets are there to remind me not to forget the offering. You can see how well that went. Okay. Thanks.
Oh, Father, thank you. So I just want to lift up all of these prayers, these thoughts of thankfulness and gratitude to you, Father. We just pray that each and every one, you know what's in our hearts, you know what's in our thoughts. And I pray that each and every thought of gratitude, note of thankfulness would reach your heart and you would receive our gratitude and thankfulness this morning. We thank you for the gift of the offering. We thank you, Lord, for what you give us. The money is yours and you give it to us. And Lord, as we take up the offering now, we pray that you would receive it back with the thankfulness which we give it to you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, every small thing, every small gift of a job or food on the table or a roof over our head or friends or a shoulder to cry on when we need it. We thank you for the people that you position around us, for the family and the community you've placed us in. And I just want to thank you for each and every person here and just encourage you that you all play a part. You are all part of this community and we are so thankful for you, for each and every one of you. And I just pray that you would meet the Father in a new way today, that joy would just ignite your heart this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Church, I'm going to continue to worship. Stand with me, we can remain seated. Let's just give him thanks. Let's just worship. Let's just praise the Lord.
In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace. You are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence you won't let go. In my questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, and I will sing of the goodness of God.
Listen again, Judge.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. In all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. So, so good. In every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. Darkest night, you are close like no other. I know you as a father, I know you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God.
Church, all my life,
all my life you have been faithful. Goodness of God.
We worship you, Lord.
Your goodness is running after, running after me. 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 With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, running after me. Your goodness is running after, running after. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
All my life.
And all my life you have been faithful. I will sing of the goodness of God. And I will sing of the goodness of God. And I will sing of the goodness of God.
Lord, we thank you for your goodness in our lives. We thank you, God, for you've always been faithful. We thank you, God, for your love.
We thank you, God, for your protection. We thank you, God, for the forgiveness. We thank you, God, for the companionship. We thank you, God, for the provision. We thank you, God, for our brothers and sisters. We thank you, God, for the relationship. And we thank you, God, for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Lord, we have so much to be thankful in this life and the next, for eternity. And Lord, so we can't express how much we are grateful, Lord, but we are so grateful. So we just thank you, God, for all things. We pray now a blessing on us as we go into our lives, into our workplaces, into our families. We just pray, Lord, that yes, we can be used, Lord. We can be filled by your Spirit. Empower us, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that yes, let others see the love and light and the work that you're doing in us, Lord. Use us, Lord, and we just pray a blessing upon us all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, thanks ever so much. It's been fantastic worshiping with you. Just being with you, I want to pray, yeah, blessing upon you. Have a great time. We have now prayer at the front here, so if you'd like prayer or if you'd like to pray for people, do come and join us. We have teas and coffees outside. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next Sunday. God bless.